Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. It is great to have you on. Today, I have two special guests, radio personalities Sheyun Rave and John Tanza. Sheyun is of Blast Urban 98.3, and he joins us by phone from Ibadan, Nigeria, to share trending music and related news from there. And John Tanza is a Voice of America radio program host and producer, and he joins me live in the studio to talk about the problematic national anthem in South Sudan. This all comes at the back half of the hour, and at the front, I have an awesome playlist, as usual. Billboard Hot 100, number 2 hit this week, not number 1. I'll explain why inside the show. It's also the first week of April, which means JAM. That's Jazz Appreciation Month, J-A-M. Here in the United States, we celebrate that all month long. So I'll play one special African jazz number from 1967 to honor that. And that's the show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting off in Nigeria, here's Small Singer with his 2023 hit, Jijo Poco.
Small Singer, yeah, you close. Cocoa butter, loud. Laugh and loud, money they give me happiness. Oja they give me joy. Help me call auntie joy. Go away, me pelu oche joy. Adafeyinti me. Tiba post video, then like a comment. Na motivation. I know they do competition. I dey hear correction. After problem, na solution. Like a command gunner. Tiba kwaru, I want it, man. Bese. Eh, one bese. Jijo Jago. Jago, Jijo, Coco, Coco, Jijo, Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jijo, Tidola, Oba, Jijo, Coco, Coco, Jijo, Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jiwakio, Ya, Moonle, Le, Le, Moonle, Jijo, P-Dot, I love you, 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 I love you, Jijo, Kora, Oya, Gwewa, Lofa, Fa, Fa, Gwewa, Lofa, Jijo, Dobu, Kyo, Ya, Gwewa, Sari, Ri, Ri, Gwewa, Sari, Jago, Jijo, Coco, Coco, Jijo, Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jijo, Tidola, Oba, Jijo, Coco, Coco, Jijo, Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru. After problem, now solution. I'm looking for more connection. I know they do competition. I did hear correction. Freestyle from junction to junction. Give me more gate and go more gara. I'm in Lagos with my brother. May God bless all my effort. Jijo Jago, Jago, Jijo Coco, Coco, Jijo Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jijo Tidola, Oba, Jijo Coco, Coco, Jijo Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jijo Jago, Jago, Jijo Coco, Coco, Jijo Shompizu, Shompizu, Jokalala, Dapatiru, Jijo Tidola, Oba, Jijo Coco.
Yeah, all right, that was Small Singer from Nigeria with Jijo Poco. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa, and now we're moving to Zimbabwe. This is Baba Harare featuring Gemma Griffiths with Ndini Ndinaye.
Vakufunga ndakanza katika ndakamaroka kumapurisa varipota missing person vatsigiri vangu vatambura vane makweshe vakufunga ndakatetereka ndakarowa vakufunga ndakanza katika ndakaenda vakufunga ndakatetereka ndakarowa Vakufunga ndakanza katika ndakaenda Asi musachema, musachema Baba na mai musachema, musachema Mavanzi angu musachema, musachema Mapurisa musachineza Nekuti ndiripo, reserve Dizimisa fun Andi chomo zaneru Oh, 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 oh.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Yes, all right. We are moving to West Africa now with two songs back to back. Soweto by Vic Tony, Rema, Tempo, and featuring Don Toliver. And then followed by Black Sheriff's brand new single. It just popped out of Ghana. Shut up.
Palas Diego, a ti pepa, me calma su vida. touching my belly, oh.
In Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
If I wanna be something, of course I'ma be it. Win-win, there's no competition. When I play with the souls, that's silly. One man, no fee do, I'm finished. Mama said it takes a village. So my boy, them locked in women. We the voice of the streets, I said it. We the voice of the voiceless. Do my thing, fallacy for watching. Hate them and don't hate them message. So many things inside you feeling it. Been to seven. You in trouble, yeah, man, frame it. Up on the streets, so seven. Tiamu Rasta Sharif, we shade. I was doing taka sufe. Life go show you an enemy, namine. Looking for munafik, this one kill it. Oh, I was doing taka sufe. Life go show you an enemy. Looking for munafik is one day. Catch one boy and slap him. You are talking a lot, oh, shut up. He no be shut him off, we help him. I'm a sailor, I don't say much be. What is fake, I see, for this fake city. I say, yo, my mother, no go made it touch me. Yo, my name, they want speed. I say, yo, my mother, no go made it touch me. Yo, my name, they want speed. Time to lay hands be. Fire, come, Nami, show. They go tend to tap around us. They go stay on their feet. They go stay active. You go show them something. Lost and loud. Tryna say something. Better stay comfy. You the cross boundary. Me killers in the city. Steady sipping Rebelline. If I give them couple peace, they go stay active. Behind you, they go stay active.
That was Black Sheriff again. He does not disappoint with his new music. That was a brand new single called Shut Up. Hey, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we're moving to East Africa, Tanzania, with another new single. This one is by Moko Genius featuring Mario Minawe.
Moko. Amo bebe. Amo bebe. Nimetosheka, nimeridhika nawe. Amor, bebe. Amor, bebe. Amor, bebe. Umeniteka, umenishika swe. Amor, bebe.
Nikamani mwana bala, mwezi mchana. Niki kutazama, mana mzuri sana. Tena, twaendana, tanifata. Kufata we ukawakata. Lele mina we,
mina.
Lele mina we,
mina.
Forever mina we,
mina.
Lele mina we,
mina.
pepo ya kutamani tamani vihela vyao wakemea pepo ya kutamani tamani wishepo vyao mara ngapi baby
time in Africa with the most beautiful Hertha Maxwell. She's very well.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the music. I've got a lot more for you before we get into the second half, of course, which features Shayun Rave and John Tanza. But now we are going to the top number two Billboard Hot 100. The reason I didn't play number one, which is Like That by Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar, is because the song is just too explicit. It's too much. So I don't want to play that for you, but that is the number one. But number two is beautiful. You're going to love it. It's called Beautiful Thing by Benson Boone, coming out of the USA.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh, please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. I want you, I need you, oh God.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
And that was Beautiful Thing by Benson Boone, number 2 Billboard Hot 100 this week. Hello, everyone. This is Heather. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Hello from Washington. Next up, we are going to Morocco with La.
It's only
friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
Dali, dadamuka kungen dandi, inini anija agoni, uzaoma moyo kungen janji.
Music Time in Africa, the best pan-African radio show. Tiri heavy heavy.
All right, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Hello, if you've just tuned in. Hey, hello, come on. Settle down and enjoy this music. Now we are moving to Cape Verde with some classic Morna by the late, the wonderful, and the one and only Cesaria Evora. This is Carnaval de São Vicente from her album Café Atlântico, released in 1999.
Na carnaval era maxar, já conchia São Vicente, nasce alegria, nasce sabor, vão caput fazer ideia, se na carnaval era maxar. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor, nesse três dias de loucura, já tem guerra e carnaval, nesse mora benção sem igual. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, já tem guerra e carnaval. Nesse mora bença sem igual. Não tem um festinha mais sossego, da doicita vou poder entrar. Qualquer bafa que tá faltando, hoje é dia de carnaval. Não tem um festinha mais sossego, da doicita vou poder entrar. Coque bafa catapanta, hoje é dia de carnaval. São Vicente é um brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nesses dias de loucura, que
brega de carnaval, nesmora beza sem igual. São Vicente é brasileiro, cheio de alegria, cheio de cor. Nestes dias de loucura, Catingué de carnaval, nesmora beza sem igual.
Was a blast from the past by Cesaria Evora, the Barefoot Diva. Okay, guys, we've got one more tune before we hit the back half of the hour with John Tanza and Shane Rave. Remember at the top of the hour, I said that April is the American Jazz Appreciation Month, JAM. Well, here's some jazz from 1967, Ryko Jazz. Ry meaning rhythm, R-Y, the first two letters, Ko, C-O, first two letters of Congo, Ryko Jazz. This one is called Mambo Ryko.
I'm
the International Jazz Month. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Mambo Raiko. Now it's time to turn to the back half of the hour. First guest, John Tanza, news about the national anthem of South Sudan. John Tanza, it is great to have you in my office. Let's talk about this national anthem issue. What is happening in South Sudan?
You see, when this anthem was composed in 2011 to coincide with the independence of the country, a lot of people were eager to, you know, identify and sing their own national anthem.
Yeah.
But they found out that it had some problems. One problem was that you have to really, you know, have a lot of air into your lungs for you to sing.
Isn't that the case with many anthems, though?
It is.
Or is this unusual? You know what? Let's let our listeners be the judge.
You are the musical guru. You tell us.
Here it is. I can see where the problem is.
The pitch is quite high.
Yes.
And that can choke you if you want to sing.
Yeah, the pitch is high and it jumps from low to high, low to high. So you really have to be a very good singer.
Yeah.
Have you tried to sing it, John? Can you give a little bit?
To be honest with you, I don't know how to sing it. To be honest with you.
Did you try?
I tried, and it choked me several times. And I was just like, come on, I'm going to leave this and train myself later.
Well, okay, so what is happening with it, though? I mean, why is this now becoming an issue? Why are people
concerned? Well, there are two issues around this. When this national anthem was composed and released and everybody was excited singing it, in July 2019, the president banned the use of that national anthem if he is not present at an occasion. So literally, if you are having like a soccer match, you cannot play it because they say the president has to be there, and they give exceptions only to embassies and schools so that students can learn. So with that ban, most people even forgot about it because where do you sing it?
Well, yeah, because that, especially that, you have to really practice that.
Yeah, if you want to sing it, someone like me, I have to be in these occasions and then try and just sing with everybody. But since it's banned, everybody's like, okay, so stay with it.
Okay, so here's an example that is kind of going viral right now from someone anonymous. We don't know who. Do we know who this is?
It was a high-profile figure within the ruling party, President Kiir's party, a high profile figure.
Okay, trying to sing it. So let's listen to this.
You see, that's the problem we're talking about.
Okay. Okay, so why is this coming up now, though, if this ban happened in 2019?
It's coming out now because a lot of people don't know how to sing this national anthem. If you see government officials in big functions, like the parliament was opened just this week.
Yeah.
President Kiir went and opened the parliament. When the national anthem was hit, everybody was just standing with their, you know, right hand on the chest. Nobody's singing.
So all right, let's talk about solutions then.
The solutions is this anthem should not be, I'm not saying scrap it off, give it back to musicians to work on the chords so that people are able to sing it. You know, you're a musician.
Yeah.
If you ask, what is the problem with that? You know, a layman like me, I saw the pitch was just high and low, high and low, and that can choke you, you know, hit the road.
I see. Okay, so can you say something to the people in South Sudan who are in charge? Or you want to ask them a formal request right here on Music Time in Africa?
The national anthem is a symbol of the nation, and it shouldn't be restricted. It shouldn't be restricted.
Yes.
It's a symbol of the nation. It's a symbol of sovereignty.
All right.
So everybody should be free to sing that anthem wherever they are, in occasions whether the president is there or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a symbol of unity.
John Tanza speaking from my office studio right here at Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Many of you know him already. He's the host of the South Sudan in Focus radio show that broadcasts Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. in South Sudan local time and 7:30 p.m. in Nairobi and East Africa time. And you're not only the host, you're the editor,
you're the senior,
you're the kind of the everything.
I'm everything.
He's everything. All right, John, thanks for your time. And, all right, take care.
It always my pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, from South Sudan now to Nigeria. Here's my phone chat with Shane Rave from earlier this week.
Hello, Heather Maxwell. Nice to hear from you.
I know, it has been a long time. How are you doing there in Ibadan?
I'm doing great over here.
Okay.
Yeah, even not the best times over here. Also.
Having economic trouble?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, economic struggles over here due to a series of issues. We have a new administration, and ever since, taking a downturn, the prices of commodities are very high. People cannot afford to buy, food for themselves to eat. It's just really insane over here. You kind of wonder how a lot of people are getting through these times. People normally, do not eat completely, 3 square meals a day, but now you have people, just doing one time a day. It wasn't this bad before, but now it's absolutely terrible.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, let's get to happier things. Music is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to music.
Yes.
And so what is going on now in Nigeria in terms of music trends, top tunes? What are people enjoying?
Oh, yeah. So at the moment, like you said, happier things, right? Music is what has been the exciting factor for a lot of Nigerians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I think some of the artists who have been doing great at this particular time, I think Portable happens to be one of them. And besides being an artist, I think it's a social media sensation. Everybody knows about him. He's always trending for one reason or the other. He has like a lot of, views. He's a very opinionated person. Gives his views multiple times, and you always have a laugh when you watch him, and he's always making this comment majorly in his native dialect, which is Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
And well, he got lucky and he got on a particular song with Skepta.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
The song is titled Tony Montana.
Big smoke by your tobacco. Tony Montana. Wacko. Psycho.
Now, this particular song, Skepta has done something very philanthropic to him. So, what he did is that all of the proceeds, the streaming revenue, audio, video, all goes to Portugal. None to Skepta. And everybody, applauded this gesture from Skepta to Portable.
All right, let's listen to a little bit more, and then I'm going to ask you why he did that.
Just to make a statement, how they hate me because I'm winning. AP kicking, my rollie ain't ticking. One of 150, the whip that I'm whipping. Now they're wishing they could have catch a man slipping. S-H-O-K-O-L-O-K-O-B-A-N-G-O-S-H-A-Y. Shoko loko bango shit. Anywhere I go, the gang them be grease. Brr.
Big smoke by your tobacco. Tony Montana. Wacko. Psycho. I want to explode. Fire out. King out. Somebody call me what out. I did on my own. What I get them making no jam my back. Big girl, look what you are making. Oh, that in penny no wacko. Wacko. Psycho. Dorio, go much in salaro. Sacco, 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 no let you. Wacko. Drippy life, I should run my down.
All right, so question. Everybody, if you're just joining, we are listening to a song called Tony Montana by Skepta and Portable. I'm speaking with Shane Rave in Ibadan. So why did Skepta give all the rights to Portable?
So Portable was one of the most underrated musicians here in Nigeria. And the fact that he happened to be the most underrated, it was seen as a very garrulous fella. He talks, you know, mostly too much, right? And a lot of people, you know, found him very controversial. But then there was just something about his aura. He exudes positivity, you know, most times. And Skepta seemed to find this very interesting. Right.
Okay.
And then he takes him over, you know, to the award show in London. And then from there, of course, they make a song together right after, you know, they were done with the award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tony Montana was born.
Big smoke by tobacco, Montana, 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 Tony, 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 Montana.
All right, well, that's nice. Moving on, let's go to the next tune that you have found for us that reflects contemporary Nigeria in terms of music, what people are enjoying. This is by Kiz Daniel, who is by no means a young, new artist. He might be young. I don't know how old he is. But he's been around for a long time, and he's been loved by a long time. So what's special about this song?
Alakoko, show my femi, show my laptop, timpakbewa, show my kako, she mo money problem, pelu boys, tabaja kapada, asalo Canada, if I travel today, give my baila baba, ami man, ama ami man, ami man, ama brother man, only ni problem, baby show up.
So what's special about this song here is that there was actually a situation where a female fan made a pass at him, Kiz Daniel.
Okay.
To be exact. So after she made a pass at him, he replies online and asks the lady, he can do certain things that he finds to be, you know, characteristics of a wife material. So
of what kind of material?
He asked the questions like wife material, wife material, wife material. So he then goes on to ask questions like, can you act, you have the character of a dickiness, that is somebody, of course, who happens to be in the ministry. Can you wake up at 4:30 to make me break fast? You know, asking her questions like that. That he's got a wife who actually, you know, can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the point that, you know, became public information that he had been married for 4 years. He's been married since 2020.
Okay.
And not too many people knew about that. So, of course, by the song, they reveal that. And, of course, his wife has been more visible on social media ever since the song was released. It was a part of an EP titled Thanks a Lot.
Oh, in appreciation of her?
Yes. Yes.
So they're still happily married. Nothing happened there.
Yes, of course. They're happily married.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, so they promote the song together most times. They go on social media, collaborate.
All right, let's listen to a little.
Baby, me show you that. Baby, so I give you fit that. Pony do need that, oh yeah. Oh, show me capital business. Show me character, dickiness. Can you wake up around 4:30? To make breakfast for me. Go by the leisure, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, come up on me, chicky. Gimme, gimme, come up on me, chicky. Long time ago, I said no, Kelefi make me conform.
Wow, I really like the vibe and the mood in this song. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I bet the women like it. I bet it's real popular among women.
Oh, yes. I tell you, a lot of women use this on social media. Instagram, TikTok, it's what they use, you know. And it's a little bit sexual, you know. I'll leave it there.
Oh, is it? Okay, let's listen some more.
Baby, me show you that. Baby, so I give you fit that. Pony do need that, oh yeah. Show me capital.
pick up business.
Sure.
Show me character, dickiness.
Sure.
Can you wake up around 4:30?
Sure.
To make breakfast for me.
Sure.
Go by the leisurely, gimme, gimme.
Sure.
Gimme, gimme, come up and meet you, gimme.
Sure.
Oh, I think I heard that part. Like right before breakfast, she does something else for him.
Yes. Yes. She does breakfast. She also can give it to him in the other room, apparently. It's the last part.
I got it. Oh, I like that talking drum in the background.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, and I'm speaking with Sheyun Rave, an awesome DJ radio personality there in Ibadan, Nigeria. How are you doing, Sheyun? Otherwise, you jam into these songs? Are you still on the radio doing your thing?
Oh, yes, of course. Actually preparing to be on the radio. Going to be on the radio in a few hours.
Give a shout out to everybody on your local radio station.
Oh, yes. Shout out to everybody listening to me at the moment. You're listening to Sheyun Rave. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Easter Monday. And, well, hope you're enjoying listening to the Music Time in Africa, of course.
Yes.
At the Maxwell.
Yeah. What is the channel? 92, 98?
Blast Urban 98.3.
Blast Urban 98.3. All right, let's go to the last song, and then we got to get out of here. It's time is ticking. This is Trom Yupa. Tell me about this song.
So this song is the rave of the moment, if I could use that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of challenges flying left, right, center.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you have seen a couple of the challenges online. And it's very interesting. I think it's some sort of exercise, right? It involves the shoulder movement, you know. So you move your shoulder. It's got a very intricate technique. You know, you've got to move your shoulders, you know, in some way to the left, mm-hmm. to the right, and move, of course, you know, in constant, cyclic motion.
Where did that come from? Where did that?
From South Africa, actually.
Ah, okay.
South Africa. It's a trending...
They're
all South Africans. So all of the artists on this are South African.
Oh.
And, of course, it's traversed the entire region in Africa. And everybody, of course, is talking about the song and using this song in their videos online, posting them online. A lot of the celebrities here in Nigeria have used the song, and they have, you know, tried to, of course, go along with the challenge. I'm still a little bit stiff with the dance moves. I'm hoping to, you know, get better at doing the dance. I hope that before the end of the month, maybe I'm better at it.
Will you send when you feel ready? I want you to send a little clip, and I'm going to put that on my social media so everybody who follows me.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Please
I'll gladly do that.
Okay, and so this song is all South African, but it's raging in Nigeria.
Yes, and tell you what's happening now. There's been a circulating video of one of Africa's biggest stars, Davido, apparently making the remix of this particular song.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's always very huge when Davido is involved.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of songs, of course, that Davido featured on, and, of course, he took it to the next level. I think this song also is going to be part, you know, of this umbrella. And if the song eventually makes it, you know, out there, I believe that it's going to be one for a lot of people to talk about.
Right. All right, and with that, we are going to listen to the rest of this song. It is called Chwala Bam. Is that how you say it out there in Nigeria?
Chwala Bam.
Chwala Bam.
Yeah, that's how we pronounce it. Those are African. Yeah,
right. Okay. Sheyun, thanks so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you on again, and don't be a stranger now.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm a kiss, 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 I'm a kiss,
then in a busy time while I go touch. Friends are when I own that. Baby, the magic that can last.
Friends, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to meet you again next week. And also a big thanks to my special guests, Shane Rave and John Tanza. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and on select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.